This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, Bottle Rock. It's next weekend. Do I have that right? It feels like that's too soon.
Does feel too soon.
It's next weekend.
I can't believe it.
But it looks like Jane's taking that adventure.
Yeah. She's grabbing it by the softies and
softies
making it hers by the huevos.
Oh, is that what she's grabbing it by?
She is. She's got Bottle Rock by the bottle.
You call those softies?
I don't know what I call it. I'm trying to think of something I could say on the air.
Oh.
Anyway, Jane is taking over. And we have tickets right now for the sold out Friday episode of Bottle Rock Napa Valley. It's presented by Jam Sellers. For call 97-800-400-3697. Pair of tickets to the sold-out day. And wristbands to join Jane in the Jam Pad Club Room. Very exclusive. A live broadcast, surprise guests, including Michael Franti, and more. So we'll be giving these away all day for the rest of the week, right?
Mm-hmm.
9, noon, 3, and 5. And your first chance, Adam, is right now, 800-400-3697. Call now. Go to Bottle Rock.
That same number is where you can text us. We get these throughout the show. And
I love these.
After our last segment, it seems we have a bidding war on the text machine.
Oh, for whose panties? 925
would like to offer you $100, Yuzette.
Me?
Yeah. $100.
For used panties?
For dirty underwear.
Nah.
Yeah, 415 keep that price up.
Wants to pay you $150 for a pair of chonies, as you like to call them.
No. Thank you.
Is there a...
$1 million!
$1 million?
That's a hard precedent to set, because I actually think that you could have a whole side cottage industry based on that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But you got to be charging the right amount.
Well, so what's... So 650 just asked, how much would you want for a pair of your used chonies?
I don't know that I could do that.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel you.
$10,000, Yuzi. Would you do it?
For you, Bryn, yes.
Not for me.
Oh, my God.
For $10,000.
You guys, it just got weird in here.
Well, for me, I'm sure it'd be free, but... Just...
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
What's going on?
I didn't expect any of that to happen.
We're tight, Bryn, but we're not that tight.
$10,000, you wouldn't do it?
Sure.
Oh, my God.
Fine.
I would run out of my underwear if for $10,000. Like, you know what I mean? No hands.
I don't know. I'd feel so dirty.
For $10,000? Who cares? Ugh. Let the pervert sit there and smell them. Do your thing. All right, anyway, we'll move right on.
Yeah, I don't want to.
So 10 grand then, Vinny.
10 grand.
Yeah. So 10 grand cash. Is. All right. Yeah, oh, for sure, cash. Stacks.
Stacks?
Yeah. Fat stacks.
650 says Kevin Hart is the whole package. He's in great shape, funny, and successful.
Yeah, he's pretty ripped.
He's a mighty mo.
I don't think he's even close to our best stand-up, but people love him.
He is very funny, and there's something super charming about him. I agree that he's not...
Not even close.
Yeah, he's not
to
the funniest, but I really enjoy him. Mm-hmm. He just has a great vibe. I actually love some of those movies.
Yeah.
Oh, he is cute. Fantastic in The Secret Life of Pets. He plays...
Oh, who does he play in
he's
that?
He's the bunny.
Oh.
And he's excellent.
I didn't see that one.
And I do think he's a likable dude, and I'm not trying to... I couldn't do better than him. I'm not saying that. But Dave Chappelle is 10,000 times better. He's the best stand-up that's out there right now.
Oh.
I think Dave is better than Chris Rock, even.
Hmm.
And I don't know...
I'm just not watching enough comedy.
I laugh
pretty
Dave
easy.
On the Netflix
I know,
shows.
I just haven't
They're
gone
there.
To it.
You just
I
hit
know.
Play.
I know. Haven't done it.
Daughtry is in concert with Nickelback in September, says 707.
Is he opening
That's
for
them? Too bad. Yeah, looks like it.
Mm. Hi, Gretchy.
Hi, Gretchy.
Good morning.
Gretchy, 415 just texted in. How much for your underwear?
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
That's... Would you do it for $10,000? I mean, $10,000 is a lot of money.
For $10,000, would I give somebody my underwear for $10,000?
Yeah.
Sure, take them.
Would you give somebody your underwear for $500
no,
cash?
No, $10,000 is the price.
Wait, hold
no.
on. Let's
you
see
can't
what
go
she's
back.
Worth.
You can't negotiate down.
Long time ago, I...
here we go.
She's done it.
I had to work as the promo director at the station that I worked at, just like in an interim fashion.
Was this on WKRP in Cincinnati?
No, no. But... I had to, for St. Patrick's Day, the morning show wanted to do St. Panties Day.
Yeah. Mm.
So I had to find an agency, a talent agency, and hire a little person to be a leprechaun. And
oh,
then
my God.
I had to explain to him that his job was to walk up to ladies and say this little stupid limerick and offer them $50 for their panties.
And did he have any takers?
Oh, yeah.
$50?
The budget, I didn't budget for that. It was more than I thought.
Would he go to like a lady with a skirt so she could just quickly drop them?
Yep.
All right.
Damn.
You had a budget though?
At a place in Ohio? God, we should go to Ohio.
It was the olden times. It was olden times.
Boy, the olden days, they were a lot freer.
Golden days.
$50 or cocaine. Here you go. Which one? And
either
your
one, it was the 80s. I'm fine with either.
No, Sarah, it was Hooman's t-shirt, says 707. That freak walked by and smelled Hooman and was attracted to his shirt.
Oh.
Well, you can walk by and smell him.
Are you trying to make him go to
cracking crack? Herself up,
I
everyone.
Am cracking myself.
You can hear more of this true. Genius for the next 4 hours.
Thanks, him.
Thanks for the promo.
Thank you.
That's funny. I just couldn't believe that the guy wanted, well, like, if it was his t-shirt, it was his t-shirt. Fine. I mean, it was 12 years ago.
415 says, Hooman is telling the truth. It was just his undershirt that he said he'd only worn for a couple days. The guy said Hooman's smell was much stronger than No Name's week-long dirty underwear.
Week-long. And yet he Hooman's just wanted tea. Hooman's. Hooman just has a special
spice.
A special spice. Do you wear a certain underarm deodorant or something? That
I don't think
he doesn't do deodorant. Doesn't he do the salt
leave?
Thing?
He was no, he's, no,
he's taking
colors.
The winter.
Oh, got it.
In the winter.
Doesn't he do the salt rock thing?
Oh, I don't know.
I thought he was all natural guy.
Right. Or like crystal, something like that.
He's just he took his headphones back.
He doesn't want to talk about it.
I thought that should have been a proud moment for him. Like, no matter how hard No Name tried.
Hooman won.
He won.
Hooman won the smell contest. The dude was into it, too. It was super like, ooh.
That's weird.
I knew a guy I used to work with. This is from 408 that says, who bought used panties? Yep. He asked for mine, too. Mm. There's
Aren't
a market
like,
for him out there.
There are like vending machines with them. Some
in Japan.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I have to lie about what I ate during the day. My wife is a total hippie. Yes, Vinny, she's got a big manicured bush and is constantly cramming kale and broccoli down my throat. Total food police, says 831.
She's going to lie to her.
That comment about the significant other is not telling the other what junk food they ate is 100% true. I have a stash of junk food hidden in one of our cars that my wife knows nothing about.
She does now.
Yeah, the sneaking stuff, it's great. That's like, that's addictive behavior.
It seems like you shouldn't have to.
Why should you have to sneak if you want to bag
Doritos? Well, because you don't want to catch crap or get looked down upon by your person.
You know, the family is on a diet or we're trying to eat healthier. And
once it's out of the bag, then you get, you have to swear to not do it anymore.
Right. You're cheating on me with M&M's.
And now you're really lying and really having to you know, go underground with it.
That's sad.
Hooman, I just texted my house cleaner, who I can't stand too. Too funny. Why do you people hate your
maybe
home?
Maybe we feel like we're being judged.
They work for you.
Yeah, I don't hate my
Do you always have to clean before your house cleaner comes?
I pick up a little. but only because, you know, if I don't, then I won't, you know, she will put stuff in the wrong place or something. I want everything to be sort of more or less where it is and then just come clean. Like, I don't, you know, I wouldn't, like, clean the bathroom. I think I have actually wiped the mirror off for sure.
925 says, my boyfriend loves the smell of my feet.
Oh. There are dudes who are into the foot smell.
Yeah, but that, I don't understand. That couldn't. I think the smell of a lady might produce excitement in a man, but a smell of feet, I don't see how that's going to bring about any.
It's culturally, it's a sexual thing. Isn't it the Chinese? They bind the kids' feet, they bind them their whole lives, and these women are prized. They can't even walk. Their feet have been crushed down, and they unwrap them and smell them when they're doing stuff.
They do?
Yeah.
I've never heard this.
I heard about it on Dr. Dean Adele, and then I looked into it because I was like, that is horrifying.
So they're bound up and they get stinky? Like, really? Yeah. They never wash them?
I don't know if they wash them, actually, but I believe that, no, they don't. I think it's all about the stinkiness. Something about that foot rot smell.
Ugh.
Yeah, they're into it. I mean, not all. I'm not saying that that's like a sweeping thing that happens all over China. Oh, my God.
Sorry. Oops.
510 says, shut up, Vinny. There's a certain thing called decorum. Take your feet off the table.
Vinny.
Hey, I'm not fake Suge Knight. I'm not the one out
there.
Don't
get mad at Vinny.
I didn't do it.
Fake Suge Knight had his feet up on the coffee table in a hotel, and the security guard goes, you got to get your feet off there. And the guy goes, no, I don't, and gets up and kicks his ass.
And lands in jail.
Yeah.
Huh?
What if the maitre d' at French Laundry asked you to take your baseball hat off? You in the right to fight him?
No. You take your hat off in a restaurant.
Unless you're that other guy.
Yeah, if you're fake Suge Knight.
Oh, fake Suge Knight doesn't. Just, well, does he want to go there? I mean,
you just go, you're not the boss of me. I'll put him wherever I want.
Right.
No, man, I have hat head.
Yeah.
510. I'm just trying to hold my hair in, dude.
Right.
I take this thing off, you're going to see I'm losing it fast.
I forgot to put my piece on this morning.
510 says, yeah, thanks for the announcement, Human. I jumped right on Instagram and liked Isla's pic. She looks so cute.
Oh, my God.
Is she
she's
on there?
So, oh, you
and
got
yes,
to
Vinny,
look
she
at
looks
it.
Older than three.
Sure does.
Her hair is so long
I
now.
Know.
Sarah, I think Rosario's pendant is a zodiac sign.
Yeah, it might be, but it sure
I
looks like a uterus
so.
Fallopian
goodness.
Tubes and ovaries to
looks
me.
Looks like woman area.
But it could be a Taurus, I guess, right?
No.
Would that be the bull?
It's
isn't
not,
that what?
That was a woman area.
I thought so,
no,
too.
No, that's not the one.
Are you talking about the beach one with the surfboards?
Yeah. No. The beach. She's standing alone
on
the beach.
Oh, it's on Alice at 973.
Okay.
Human found it on. I think you found that on her mom's page, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's in a little blue dress.
Oh, my word.
Wayward right? Pines is a summer show. That's probably why you lost it. Someone wrote in and said Wayward Pines is a book, and they're excellent.
I read them. Yeah, I read them. There's two or three of them.
Do you like them?
No, not good. She hates them.
Probably a show would be better.
Well,
no,
they were saying that they didn't. They had read the books and didn't like the show. So you know me. Would I like those?
You'd probably like it, yeah. Read the first one, see what you think.
Wayward Pines? Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Right. I think.
Wayward Pine books are way better than the TV show. They lost me after the first episode when they crammed the entire first book into one episode.
Oh, man. Seems like a lot.
Yuzi, if you want to stop guys from fighting next time, whip out those chi-chis. Uh-huh. That would get me to stop. What? How's that? So she has to pull her cans out of her shirt.
World
in order
peace.
To stop
Look, you do
from...
that for world peace.
Yeah, I think the first one's just called Pines.
Okay.
A Wayward Pines.
Send me a
thriller.
Link to that. Just send me that link.
Can I send
Sarah reported that Pharrell has synesthesia. Synesthesia.
Which Laura
in a story before.
Smell colors or something.
It's when she says
music
that
numbers. Is colors and
right
she, visual.
She could feel it and see it.
Yeah.
Colors and texture.
I was saying off air, I bet you Yeah Right has that.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll ask him about it, but
Sarah's son is Yeah Right. He's an artist.
Yeah, he's never really said anything like that, but when I said he's got, because he can tell, like if you play any random note, he can tell you what note it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't do that. I mean, and we've gotten a whole conversation about it, but basically, you know, you play any note or you could sing any note to him and he'll tell you what note it is. And then I go, how can you know that? He goes, well, how do you know that's orange? Mm. And I was like, oh,
Well, the whole world looks at that color orange, and unless you're colorblind, you go, orange.
Right.
But nobody listens to music and sees.
He goes, I hear it, and that's where it is. That's it. It's crazy. Sometimes I just, like, mash my hand out on the piano and go, what notes am I playing? And he goes, that's a...
Oh, that kid is our ticket out of here.
I know. Oh. God, come on, kid. Put it to good use.
Seriously, yeah, right.
Monetize that. Come on.
When's his first album going to be done?
I don't know. He got into Grammy Camp, though.
Ooh, oh, good.
That's exciting.
He's going there this summer.
Where's that?
In L.A. at USC.
Oh, wow.
I can't believe you let him do that, though. That means John's going to leave you.
I know. John has to go down there because they don't stay. They have to. It's just a day camp. They don't stay there.
Ugh.
I know. They'll have fun, though. They'll have a good time in L.A. together.
Yeah, but you're going to be like, oh, geez. No.
Oh, you guys just don't want to hear it? Okay, I'll try not to mention it. Wow, I'm all alone.
John left. I had to eat pizza last night.
Again.
I ate all the snack foods that I don't usually eat in front of him.
No. I put on 10 pounds. John's been out of town. It's not funny. It's true.
Hey, guys, I drank coffee and Red Bull once and got sick for 3 hours. It's a bad mix. Any coffee and energy drink. Oof. Killed some kid.
Yeah. I saw that.
16-year-old boy.
Mountain Dew, too, right? He had like
Mountain Dew, an energy drink, and a cup of coffee.
Speaking of, yeah, right, though, what's he, 16?
Yeah.
That's imagine that.
I know, I can't.
Heartbreaking.
Oh. Horrifying. I thought for sure the kid must have had some kind of heart condition or something, but no, he's a regular kid.
So what was it that killed him, the caffeine?
Caffeine, apparently. He died from, what did you say, like all of a sudden his heart went all
arrhythmic? Yeah, it induced a heart arrhythmia.
I don't know.
831 says, I'm so dancing to this song whenever I get married. Thanks for making me tear up, guys. Ha, ha, ha.
Which one?
That the Ed Sheeran flower song?
We didn't play that song today, though.
We didn't play it
today. At all.
Well, then which one is it?
But I can if you want me to.
No, that's all right.
You are an angel in the shape of mama.
You be there holding me up. And your wings as you go, and when God takes you back, you say hallelujah, you're home.
408 says, forgive me, Father, for I have sinned, and you were there, so you know. That's, you know, doing a sex club thing at the church makes perfect sense.
Oh, I get it now.
Get it?
Like, holy crap, did this person sin with their father?
FYI, not all churches have crosses. Human, says 707. Is it Presbyterian? Some of them are like,
You
don't worship idols.
Don't look at me.
I think it's Presbyterians. Anyway.
What are you, Human? I think he's Episcopalian.
Human.
Human, what is your religion?
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. We don't mean to bother you.
All right.
But we are talking about Jesus, though.
Yeah, there's a show over here.
So what are you Presbyterian?
Oh, Gretchen, you're in a real mood today. What did your kids do? What did your husband do? Do you have 4 chocolate chip cookies?
Somebody can say no. So nobody can say no. Ebola. So,
all right, show's over. Good job.
Oh, my God. So are you Episcopalian?
925.
Oh, my God.
We're just trying to figure out.
You know what? I blame you, Gretchen.
I'm sorry.
You and your mean comments when you walked in.
I think he's Presbyterian.
Oh, he is? I thought he was Episcopalian.
I thought it was Presbyterian, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, which is it?
I'm pretty sure it is.
Human.
I'm sure I'm right. I'm sure I'm right, Sarah.
408 says, my son got 50K at 19 and it was gone in a year.
Oh.
He regrets
50K?
It daily.
Yeah,
only has a car to show for it and lots of friends that disappeared when the money was gone. That's what most
19-year-olds do with the money.
And that one dude who was kind of capping on millennials, but he did take $34,000 at 19 and turned it into $500 million.
Yep.
It's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Internet dating is depressing because you swipe so many ugly guys. Pickens are slim, says 415. Just Googled the bro romper. I could see my fellow gay boys sporting something like this in Dolores Park on some warm weekend day.
I didn't even think of that. That could be a gay thing.
That's when I'd take another drink and roll my eyes in silent judgment.
and take one of them home anyway.
415.
I should have known it was a gay thing because one guy had like fancy sunglasses and a fur coat on too. Is that not, that seems gay, right?
You tell us.
I don't really know. I'm out of touch with what the kids are wearing these days.
What about the fact that most millennials start off their careers with thousands of dollars in debt due to student loans? That guy's out of touch. Yeah, he is out of touch. And I do think, you know, that older generation sort of shaming the younger generation's kind of bogus either way.
Or you could not go to school and work for a few years, save up the money, and then go to school.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
408 says, can confirm, it's hard out there online dating.
Yeah, seems awful. People do seem to enjoy it, though, you know? People out there having fun.
At least that's the option. I mean, there's...
Right.
There's something.
You don't just have to go to the, you know, the 2 a.m. club and see
the
if
bar.
Anyone new there.
Right.
Is there anyone here I haven't gotten to yet? Oh, fresh blood just walked in. Damn it, he's in a romper. Sober.
Is there anybody I haven't gotten to yet?
I'm going to have to move on down the street.
Yeah.
Switching bars because you've been through that one?
Yeah.
That is not good.
Well, reality.
Hey, it happens.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll end on that note. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Gretchen's here. Gretchen turned human dark this morning. She just had to make a comment right when she walked in.
We just wondered what he was. Episcopalian, Presbyterian, what?
Yeah, he wouldn't tell us. But Bryn's pretty sure he's
Presbyterian. Yes.
So. Well, as his mom, can't you yell at him?
I'm not his mom. I'm not.
Well, you know you're like some kind of honorary of something,
you know,
to him.
I really feel like I've pissed him off enough times that why doesn't he ditch me like his other friends? But here I still am.
Well, you're his. Name. You are the thing keeping him glued to this building.
Yes.
Please, let's be real.
Yeah. Yes, no, I admit that freely. Hooman is my fault. Okay, guys, so Vinny got on the board first yesterday, and today the topic is AKA, also known as...
Okay.
What is the more common name for the Roland Garros tournament won by Rafael Nadal for a record-breaking ninth time in 2014?
Wimbledon.
Grand Prix. No,
the French Open.
Oh.
Which NFL team played in Invesco Field at Mile High... Until Sports Authority...
Broncos!
Yeah, the Broncos. Sports Authority bought the rights in 2011. Which Triple Crown race, named for the Run for the Black-Eyed Susan, celebrated its 140th birthday in 2015?
The Kentucky Derby.
No.
The Belmont Stakes.
The Preakness.
Oh!
You guys, 2 out of 3.
What's the score?
1-0.
Okay.
Vinny's in the lead. Which organization sued the World Wrestling Federation in 2002 for initials infringement, prompting owner...
World Wildlife Fund.
The World Wildlife Fund is correct. It went from WWF to WWE. What sport is played at the annual Sony Open, which changed its name in 2014 to the Miami Open?
Volleyball.
No.
Dang it.
Golf.
Tennis.
Ah, another
first,
tennis question?
Final question. You guys, somebody needs to get this or we go to the tiebreaker hockey card.
Oh, great.
This is, hold on a second. No, this is not multiple choice. What is the nickname for the NCAA playoffs that in 2015 matched up the Spartans, Blue Devils,
Sweet 16,
Badgers, and Wildcats? No.
Dang it.
Say that again, please.
What is the nickname for the NCAA playoffs that in 2015 matched up the Spartans, Blue Devils, Badgers, and Wildcats?
Final Four.
Final Four is correct. Vinny, 2-0 for the week.
Bryn watched me count that as you, on my fingers sure, as you read the... I'm like, is it the Elite Eight? Final Four? What is it going to be?
Well, that is it. What's coming up on your show, Gretchen?
At 10:05, I think I have something exciting coming up.
You do. It's the Katy Perry tickets.
Yes.
Yeah,
oh,
that.
And 12:05, we'll do some Bottle Rock tickets, too.
Oh, you've got it going on. All right, have a great day, everybody. We'll see you on Hump Day. Ooh, Survivor tomorrow.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.